Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Polyphonic Festival in Milan 2022. Her first name, Elida. In the city that gathers the largest numbers of artists and experts, it was unthinkable that there was no such music festival. Surely during the year there is the embarrassment of choosing concerts, showcases, and DJ sets. Indeed, it is now an obvious problem in Milan from this point of view. But festivals are, if done right, another thing, another kind of experience. And in Milan, for some reason, once Elida's experience has been removed, it seems impossible to have any. Also relying, as Elida had always done, on the induced effect of Design Week, when hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world swarm over Milan, all of culture and partying, which then becomes almost a problem. The various brands aware of this vast catchment area make the city have lots of totally free events. In this way, people indulge themselves, and when there is a need to put their pockets in order to hear some music in a way without being lovingly kidnapped and pampered by a spendthrift brand in contexts that are a little too mundane and distracted, they pull back. There is not. Or it is a little harder to be there. Well, Polyphonic, created and idealized in Puglia, accepts the challenge and on June 12th, first in the former Scalo Farini, and then in the spaces of the Novegro Fair, very close to Line 8, it puts its cards into play, doing it for the first time in Milan. At Polyphonic, they are monsters in creating lineups with big international names and local talents, and artists who manage to put together all those qualities to make a festival unique and unrepeatable. Just to make people understand the richness of the festival, on Saturday, in the last slot of the day, they were able, the lucky ones, to decide whether to listen to Francesco Del Garda, Palms Tracks, or Jeff Mills, or to bounce from one stage to another. On Sunday, the challenge was in the same slot between Seth Troxler, Surgeon, and Dirty Channels. And that's not all. There was also DJ Tennis, Lacudi, Axel Bowman, Dasha Rush, Adiel, Dengu Dengu Dengu, Rick Willite, Pascal Macheni, Hiver, Jolly Mare, Simone de Kunovic, Catatonic Silentio, and many, many others. In short, finally a festival in Milan that we hope will be repeated every year and that can be defined as such. This is Trip Records Podcast, all about the world of clubbing. If you are interested, Trip Records Sets is still active. You will always find the link in the description. See you next time. Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.